We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at wyxr.org.
We'll be right back. Yeah, we got Margo McNeely in the building.
Hey.
Closing it out strong.
3 to 4 p.m., you guys, get out your wallets, get out your coin rolls, get out your jukebox money, donate to WYXR.
All right, for someone who's never bumped into Margo McNeely, and I feel sorry if you've never met this magnificent Memphian, tell the people out, give people a little elevator pitch on who you are, what you're about.
Oh my God, I'm talking over Iggy Pop right now, so I feel a little bit insecure, but I've lived here for 35 years and support WYXR and everything they do and everything they play and their DJs. I moved here and opened Bookstar at Poplar Plaza a gazillion years ago.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, give me the year, because that's a landmark. Hey, y'all, we're doing a radio show in here.
Do y'all mind?
I know it's a party, but come on.
We have some really great people.
We're going to tell a little bit of Memphis history.
Yeah. So what is the math 35 years ago from today? I moved here.
Well, that sounds like 1991.
That sounds right. So I moved here from Arizona, where I opened two bookstores. Previously, Houston, Texas, where I worked at a bookstore.
Wow.
And I opened 2.5 here. And knew the minute I drove down Poplar Avenue, I don't know why, but I was like, oh my God, I belong here.
Wow. So the bookstore, is that a company? Was that a chain? I mean, because that's an iconic Memphis landmark, and
yeah,
it still matters to people.
Yeah.
When you think of Poplar Plaza, you think of that big old display. I mean, it's Osaka now, but
exactly.
People still, you know, we don't let things die hard here. I mean,
I don't want it to ever.
We still call it Memphis State. We still say bookstore. We still think about these things that haven't existed for a while.
Okay,
so
and that's
tell
funny
me
you said that, because
origin.
When I came here, I started to go to school, University of Memphis, which was called Memphis State, but now I'm back in school at University of Memphis.
Wow.
But I knew that I belonged here. I don't know if it was the music, I don't know if it was the people, the combination, but then I met my husband, Gary Backus, and decided I'm staying here with this guy.
All right, we'll talk more Bookstar in a minute.
All right.
Big star, Bookstar, all the stars. We got the star, Margo McNeely, in here.
Yeah.
Tell me a little secret about all these songs. All these songs have one thing in common.
Yes,
right?
They do. All of these songs are bands that I saw live at one time or another. So when you just heard Fly By Night by Rush, which you probably either have never heard or haven't heard in a gazillion years, I actually saw them in Florida. And it was a great concert. I remember what I was wearing. I remember what I was smoking. I remember every single detail about it. It was in 1979 in Hollywood, Florida. So I like to open the set with Rush. And then we got into a little Iggy Pop, who I saw in Arizona. With Now I Want to Be Your Dog.
Awesome. Well, that's one of my, I love that song so much.
It's
and
so good.
One of my other favorite Memphians just donated. Go ahead, and you got a list of a lot of people to thank. And we got, I think, three more just came through.
Oh, I love you guys. Well, this is crazy because I have a French teacher and she lives in Ottawa, Canada. And her name is Melanie Parent. And she donated. She doesn't even live here, and she donated. I love you, Melanie.
Yeah.
My sister-in-law, Margie Backus, she lives in Palm Springs, California, so she's listening out in California right now. One of my best friends from middle school, Patty Campbell, donated. And Ashley Harper, who lives here in Memphis, Tennessee, one of my BFFs. And I got to give a shout-out before we go to the next song to people who have birthdays today. And let me tell you, April birthdays, Aries.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
They got to give to get a shout out.
Yep.
Happy birthday to them, but
they're
going to remain anonymous until
yes,
they give.
Yes, two of them have. Stacey Greenberg. And, of course,
happy birthday, Stacey.
And my sister BFF, Vicky Wooten-Clark. Happy birthday, Vicky.
Wait, did she give?
Of course she did.
Oh, well, thank you.
She's on the list right here.
Oh, thank you.
So we're going to play a little bit of Elvis Costello, and then we're going to thank some more people, and some more donations are coming in. But y'all, I'm like fourth place. That means bottom of the barrel. So kick it in, Get Buck.
Kick it in. All right. So we've talked a while, so I want to hurry up and get this out. All right. You said a couple things that are key. No matter if you live in Memphis or not, if you ever step foot in Memphis, if you can hear us on the app, on the website, if you support WYXR, if you love the energy that we're showing, that we got this community rolling, if you love Margo, or if it's your birthday and you don't even know anything about what's going on right now,
you can still give. Kick it.
Getbuck.wyxr.org, the fourth DJ, and she's in fourth place. Let's push her up.
Elvis Costello, help me out here.
If you're supporting her, you're supporting our station. Here we go. Some more music from Margo.
He's a fine figure of a man and handsome too. With his eyes upon the secret places he liked to run. of things you need and some that you will never. But you make him sound like frozen food is love will last forever. Still, he knows what you want and what you don't allow. And I hope that you're happy now. Well, I hope that you're happy now, like you're supposed to be. Acting innocent and proud, still you know what is after. Like a massive dog with his paws up, while we are dying laughter. His the turquoise pajamas and his multi-sided hat. I hope you're happy now, because you soon will. Anyhow,
You know you got it if it makes you feel good. See how music gets to you? You see how I did that to you?
I see that, and I love that because I got into it right away. There are so many people to thank, JB.
Well, you know what the young people say. They say you understood the assignment.
Oh, I understand. Well, since I'm not young, thank you for teaching me. I understood the assignment. And we have a lot of people to thank.
Go ahead and thank them.
Okay. My BFF and my second husband, Greg Campbell. Thank you. I love you. Bill and Cindy. Yay. Thank you, Bill and Cindy. Brian Hartley. You're the best. I love your music. You know that. Megan Kittler. I love you so much. Thank you. Greg and Meg, my old neighbors, but still best friends. Love you guys. And Rich and Jill DeFinius from Florida. This is a guy I went to Coral Springs High School with, and he is still like doing music and killing it, and we're still in touch. So thank you, Rich.
Well, I didn't mean to break your concentration. You got more people to thank.
I do, but I could do it after the next song.
No, keep going. Keep going.
Okay. You're vibing. Ken Hall, thank you so much for donating.
No, he was giving to Artie. But
oh, Ken Hall, thank you so much for donating to Artie. But thank you for donating to WYSR.
That's his colleague.
As it should be. And I have lots more people to thank, but I also want to remind everybody this playlist is only 1 hour, but it should be more. And it's based on music that I have seen live. So you'll hear a variety of good old punk and some just good tunes from anything from, like I said, Rush to Iggy Pop to now we're getting into a little Blondie. Rich, this goes out to you.
Well, I want to say something.
Okay.
You're popular. People like you. You got a vibe, all right? So what was it like making friends in Memphis when, you know, you're from not from here.
Not from here.
What was it like, you know, putting yourself out there and making friends and becoming a part of the community? I think Annalise was talking a little bit last hour about what it was like to come to Memphis and find your community. WYXR is about finding your community. What was it like finding your community?
I got to say, it was pretty easy. I got introduced to the PNH very early in my first 6 months of living here. And I met a lot of people, and I'm still friends with a lot of those people I met there. And I think because I moved around so much as a child, I learned how to make friends and establish relationships pretty quickly. And because I was always into music and into the book scene, I just met a lot of people who were like-minded. And so it wasn't difficult, but I knew, like I said before, I knew when I drove down Poplar Avenue, as unattractive as it was, especially 35 years ago, I knew that I belonged here. Why are you ragging on Poplar? Well, Poplar,
it's convenient.
I'd rather go down Summer than Poplar. Summer Avenue is my Poplar Avenue, but it is convenient. That's true.
Oh, we got someone new to thank.
Ruthie.
Ruth was just here. She made a vote, an economic vote for Annalise.
Oh, well, thank you, Mama Robbie Grant. We love you and all you do for WYXR. The votes can keep coming in for whoever you want them to come in for. The purpose is to raise money for this fantastic radio station.
I'm throwing the gauntlet down.
Do it.
So, listen, you're Margo. I'm behind Margo. I'm backing my buck, okay?
Back it.
So if you got bucks out there, you hear my voice, I'm backing my buck. Margo McNeely, we're going to get you raising up in these leaderboards.
Less.
And I know we're taking a little time right now, but can you tell us, you give to WYXR not just in your time and your talent right now, but you and your wonderful second husband, Gary, made sure that we could have our very first spring reverb.
Yes.
Tell us why you opened up your home for us to have a fundraiser and play some music in your backyard.
Well, first of all, we have this incredible house that I can't really take credit for because it was built before we had anything to do with it. We're just stewards of it.
I want to visit again.
I wish you would. And we knew that we wanted to have parties, and we knew that we wanted to have fundraisers, and we knew that there were certain communities and certain nonprofits and certain politicians even that we wanted to support. And WYXR was really the first that we had, the first spring reverb in our backyard. And that was Gary Backus, my husband's idea. And we just felt really good about opening up our yard, opening up our house, and introducing people to new music, Memphis music. And it was one of the most magical evenings ever.
It was magical. It was beautiful. I think that if someone could spread my ashes in your backyard, I'd be fine.
Oh, will you please just be there live instead?
Let's get into some more music. Listen, not only giving time, not only giving talent, not only giving during Pledge Drive, but giving to make spring reverb happen Pat Sansone played in your band.
Love Pat.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely.
And Greg Cartwright.
And Greg,
one of my favorite. Cartwright. Yes, the Big G, one of my favorite
and
individuals.
And Taliba Sophia.
How beautiful was that? I mean, awesome. Those three musicians in our backyard. It doesn't get better than that. It's only in Memphis, Tennessee.
And Corby Trotz was there.
Corby Trotz is the way to go.
Absolutely. Get buck.wyxr.org. You can give to help us pump this thing up. Margo McNeely has some music for you. You can donate to support WYXR and get behind this buck. This is my buck. Let's go. Let's
come
get buck.
Come on, get buck, y'all.
Here's some Blondie for ya.
You could have called the reception and qualified success.
Anger is an energy.
It is heating up, Margo. It's heating up.
And let us use anger as a good energy to get rid of some stuff that we're not happy about. And yeah, I don't need to say more. I think people listening understand what I'm saying. But anger is an energy and not always a bad one.
Well, speaking of anger, this whole time, people have been so enthusiastic to give the WYXR that people have been giving to other contestants in the Get Buck. It's all mixed in and jumbled up with people who are loving on some Margo. So should we just get angry and thank everybody?
Let us get so angry.
All right, let's do it.
But I'm not going to be angry with the other people because I love those women. They were so good. I wanted to vote for them, but I'm like the competition. I need you all to continue like Rupert Leroy. Thank you for giving, Rupert. You know, you're my number one man. Wait, number three. And Catherine Huffman. You know, I love you, Catherine. She's in my Mahjong group with Cindy. And you guys are the best Mahjong group ever. David and Carissa. David Lusk and Carissa Husong. Thank you for giving, you guys. I love you. Steve and Jane Hassemuller. Are you ready for this? They are from... They live in Belize. They're listening and they're giving. Love those people.
WYXR, I mean, it's wherever you are.
WYXR, talk about a Memphis connection. Steve Hassemuller started the Deliberate Literate way back then by Cafe Society and was one of my first and fastest friends when I moved here to Memphis, Tennessee. Love him. My sister, Monica McNeely, who lives in Atlanta, Georgia, donated. Love you, Monica. Thank you for donating. You're the best. And I cannot not say my husband, Gary Backus, my number one husband. Greg Campbell's my number two, JB, not my number one.
Wait. Yeah. I thought I was number two. Greg's a number. You said there's a three, there's a two, there's a one. Where do I rank?
Well, did you donate?
All right. You got me there.
Okay, then. So we're going to play a little more music, and then I've got a ton of more people to thank. And I know that a lot of you are listening right now, whether you know me or not, whether you like the music I'm playing or not. Wait, you know you love WYXR.
Wait a minute. I think there's a house divided.
There is. Tell me more.
I heard that Amy Mann gave to Annalise.
Oh, I heard that too. Amy, knock, knock, Amy. Amy gave to me too. And so did cameraman. And I love those two people so much. But she double dipped, right?
Double dip. That's
and
okay.
Double dipping is fine. And triple dipping is fine.
Listen, if I had a chip right now, I'd be dipping all the stuff going on. The ranch, cheese, the guacamole, the salsa.
Yes, I would. Absolutely. I'd dip all day long. So let's play some more music for you, JB.
You can go to WYXR.org or getbuck.wyxr.org. To get behind Margo, listen to some more music, right?
Give me some coin.
We'll be right back.
I knew this would happen, Margo. I knew it would happen. We'd have too much fun and the hour would get away from us.
You know what that means, JB?
We lost sight of the goal. The goal is to raise the money.
Well, the goal is to raise the money, but also I should have my own show.
Oh.
With Liv.
Ooh.
And you know what we didn't talk about? We didn't talk about my favorite shows on, I mean, all of the shows on WYXR are so good and diverse. Mm-hmm. And I love that about the station. Anytime I tune in, it's something different. But I want to talk about some of my favorite shows. Riding in Rhythm with Jim Duckworth. I mean, yes. What a incredible musician.
A wealth of knowledge.
Love him. And Crooked Beat, Liv Cohen. I love my girl Liv. And she just donated to me for the station that she works for and with. I love you, Liv. And also I love Song on the Radio by Robbie Grant and Winston Eggleston. Such a good show. And last but certainly not least, Strange Mysterious Sounds with the Big G. JB, I never get to hear your, like, I don't know where I am during your sets,
okay,
but I'll go back and listen to them, and I love them so much.
I was wondering what was going on.
No, I go back and I listen to them, and then I'm like, oh my God, JB, you're so good. Oh, you're such a good DJ, seriously.
Oh, sweet. Thank you so much.
Yes. So I think we wanted to talk about the
let's talk about live music, because you love live music.
Love it.
And all these songs are bands you've seen. Tell me the most interesting of those appointments that you've had with these last bands that we've heard of last night.
Well, we're going to talk about the Ramones in a minute, but I did see the original Pretenders, and I did see original Blondie, and I did get to meet all the players of the Blondie group. And I think, like, getting into our last song, the Ramones, and going back to a Memphis connection, I saw them twice in other places, but the last finals time I saw them was at, do you remember Club 616?
Oh, yeah, right there on Marshall Avenue.
That's right. I saw them there, and I was, Liv and I were talking earlier about bands we've seen and music we've heard. I almost cried because I knew that I probably wasn't going to see them much longer, but it was such a good, fast and furious show.
Oh, those snaps felt so good.
Snaps. And I thought that would be a good song to end my set with, but I also have a couple people that I haven't thanked yet that I would like to go ahead and thank. If
please,
that's
thank
okay.
Please thank you.
I would love to thank Carrie Leibowitz. Carrie and Scott Leibowitz, I love you. Thank you so much for donating. Mary Allison and Andy Cates, you're the best. You know that. Haley Ellis, who keeps my hair looking good all the time.
Mm.
Marlene Iverson, and probably Max as well, but she never gives him credit. The Big G, Greg Cartwright.
There's the man.
I love him. And that's why I wore my seersucker suit today for him.
You're looking fresh.
I know I am.
And that hair, too. Shout out to the stylist.
Haley at Pavo and Esther Cartwright as well. Thank you, Esther. Zach Ives, I think he donated a little bit after the previous DJ. And Zach, you know, you're one of my favorite record store owners in the world and such a good guy. Almost as cool as your wife. And then we have Melissa Peterson. She was just here. And thank you, Melissa Peterson. She works at U of M and works hard. And I think I thanked everybody. I hope I did, because if I forgot someone, I'm sorry and I love you. But you still have time to donate, Justin Deer. Justin Deer, one of my favorite people in the whole world.
The great grandson of John Deere, right?
Well, yeah. I think that would be a good thing if he was the great grandson. But Justin, he helped me so much with Project Green Fork, which I started, I don't know, 15
what
years ago.
What else did you start? You start a lot of stuff.
Fights at Murphy's.
Turn up. Turn up.
I started some stuff.
Start me up. Start me up. I never stopped. I did it to you again.
And y'all don't want to hear my singing voice. But Justin Deer, thank you so much for what you have meant to me and everything that you have done for me and Project Green Fork. I just love you and your wife, Carson, so much, and your family. And there's still time, y'all. I'm going to end it with, like, my favorite.
A little taste of the Ramones, because we got a minute left. We got James T-Boy, J-Boy, not the same
taste,
as me.
But he also told me that I could have 1 minute of his show, because my spirit animal that is tattooed on my right forearm is Joey Ramone. And I wanted to end this session with the Ramones, and especially this incredible song that relates to WYXR and what radio is. And also give a big shout out to Joey Ramone, all the Ramones, and JB and Liv for walking me through how to do this and how to do it well. But you guys, please donate. There's still time. And I'm still in like bottom. What?
Get buck.wyxr.org if you want to get this bottom to the top.
Please.